That's right, you tune in to The Pulse, the show that brings you the latest in the music world and fresh new music. My name's Daryl Ong.
And I'm Ofnir Thing. This week, we are reviewing the latest installment of the Black Radio series by Grammy-winning jazz pianist Robert Glasper. But before that, here's our quickfire news segment that we like to call... By the way, back in 2014, Katy Perry was sued by a certain Marcus Gray, who claimed that Katy ripped off an 8-note melody from his track Joyful Noise. Remember that one? He was initially awarded a $2.8 million payout, but was later overturned when a judge came to the conclusion that the melody wasn't particularly unique or rare and said that he was attempting to claim an improper monopoly over conventional music building blocks. The court went on to say that allowing a copyright over a seemingly simple 8-note melody would allow that improper monopoly in light of the limited number of expressive choices available when creating a musical figure. This brings the 8-year trial to a close and is sure to be a decision that many musicians and music lovers at large would be extremely pleased with, because after the Dark Horse case, we saw a rise in random and unheard of acts coming out of the shadows claiming that a popular artist plagiarized their material. More often than not, for a quick payout.
Almost a decade-long battle. And you're right, you know, this was like almost the pioneer of all this kind of lawsuits and lesser-known artists suing stars. By the way, following the release of the latest Batman, which you have watched off, apparently the streaming numbers for Nirvana's Something in the Way on Spotify increased by 1,200%. The song appears twice in the movie and also appeared in trailers leading up to Batman's release. They earned 3.1 million on-demand official US streams in the first 4 days following Batman's release on March 4th, an increase of 372,000 from the previous 4 days. The tune, of course, was released back in 91 and featured on the iconic grunge rock band's second studio album, Nevermind. Interesting to note, Something in a Way was also chosen to draw parallels to Robert Pattinson's take on the Caped Crusader, with the director, Matt Reeves, even noting that he listened to Something in a Way extensively while writing the first act of Batman. It's really weird to me. I never thought of that Nirvana Batman connection, but here you go.
I can actually attest to that. If you like to feel what Batman feels like, or when you're driving, just put on Something in the Way.
You instantly
feel like you're driving the Batmobile.
I'll try that.
By the way, musician Jack White has called out the big three record labels, Universal Music Group, Sony and Warner Music, in a recent video and open letter to help out the vinyl record industry by opening their own pressing plants. The vinyl industry has long suffered bottleneck and supply chain issues, causing vinyl records to have a long production waiting time, sometimes taking as long as 8 to 9 months to produce, almost as long as a pregnancy, making it impossible for vinyl records to be pressed in time if you're not a big-name artist like Adele or Ed Sheeran. Jack White, who owns his own record label, Third Man Records, and a vinyl pressing plant, decided to ask the big three to open up their own pressing plants to alleviate the heavy demand on pressing plants around the world that are already struggling with their orders. He went on to say that it's already 2022 where vinyl records are no longer a fad and are here to stay, so there's no excuse for big labels to not put in the money and invest in their own pressing plants, just as Jack White did with his, so that the vinyl industry will no longer suffer from long waiting times. All big labels used to own their own pressing plants in the past, so it won't be something out of the ordinary for them. In fact, Universal Music Group put out the 30th anniversary of Nirvana's Nevermind last September, but fans won't be receiving their vinyl records until the end of May this year, which is an 8-month delay due to pressing plants not being able to keep up with the strong demand. And that's for a band like Nirvana. What more for indie bands and small-time singer-songwriters, right?
Indeed. Also, by the way, one of the most iconic football stadiums in the world is being rebranded, and this is all thanks to Spotify. So Spotify Camp Nou is now part of the sponsorship agreement with the Spanish club FC Barcelona that gives Spotify naming rights to the stadium. The Swedish company's name will also appear on the jerseys of both the men's and women's teams for the next 4 seasons, starting in the 2022-23 season. FC Barcelona, of course, is in a huge amount of debt and sought to sell a stake in the media production division last year to the tune of $310 million. In a statement, Spotify said that they will use the sponsorship as an opportunity to amplify the work of artists in a way that brings the world of music and football together, giving a global stage to the players players and the artists. Investment on such a large scale will boost Barcelona's plans for the Camp Nou redevelopment, which is set to cost in excess of £1.5 billion, which will leave them with a state-of-the-art 105,000-seater stadium. Spotify Camp Nou, what an interesting time we live in today.
Sounds about right, paying musicians a few cents, but being able to afford naming rights for a stadium.
Yeah, it's crazy, but good news, though, we do have a giveaway, right? Thanks to our friends from Love the Records, who represent some of the biggest indie labels in the world, like 4AD, Matador, Rough Trade. They're giving away 3 Love the Records goodie bags, where you can stand a chance to win vinyl records by Tom York, London-based singer-songwriter Lucinda Chua, or the 4AD compilation, the double album Bills and Aches and Blues, that celebrates 40 years of the esteemed indie label.
Yep, and all you have to do to win some vinyl records is to answer this very simple question: what is the new name of FC Barcelona's stadium? Once again, what is the new name of FC Barcelona's stadium? WhatsApp us your answers to 018-789-8899 to stand a chance to win. Once again, WhatsApp your answers to 018-789-8899. There are only 3 goodie bags to be won, so be quick.
Yeah, definitely. And hint, it involves a major music company.
Pretty major.
That we just talked about a minute ago. So yeah, do send your answers in. Well, coming up on The Pulse, myself, Daryl and Offney are going to be getting into Black Radio 3, Robert Glasper's latest installment in his Black Radio series. Do stay tuned. This is The Pulse, only here on BFM 89.9.